Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 410, 72 degrees on this Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Oh, what do we got going on here? Looking at some text messages coming in. Rob, tell kids to learn a trade, Rob. I own my own painting company, and I'm doing fantastic. Excellent. Excellent there. People don't realize the skill set it is to have your own painting company and actually do that work. They make it look so much easier than it is, and then you try it yourself, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to hire someone to do this. So I appreciate you, and I'm glad your job is doing fantastic. Hi, Rob. My wife loves her job as a certified nurse, operating room registered nurse, CNOR. Anytime she wants to work overtime, it's there for her. Just don't become a nurse for the money. Become a nurse to help people. Derek. I agree 100%, Derek. I'm glad you're doing well, and your wife's definitely in a noble profession there. Now we have the normal trolls that call in. It's interesting. I'll read you the thread here. Hey, Rob, how's the stock market today? How much are you up? Worst day since 2020, back when Trump caused COVID. Trump caused COVID now. Right now, down 40% in one session. We are winning. Make America poor again. And you celebrate companies going under. It actually sounds like you're the one celebrating things are going bad right now, which we all admit they are. You're celebrating it, though, because of politics. That's how warped your mindset is. And the fact that you think Trump caused COVID just goes to show you how, maybe you should leave politics alone for a while. Maybe you should take up fly fishing. I mean, trout season. Isn't trout season coming up soon, or did it start already? When's trout season start? Does anyone know? Can someone text in when trout season starts? That would be a great hobby for you, 4-3. Because Saturday trout season starts. See, where you get started right now. You could tie the little feathers on the flies, and you can use your little magnifying glass to help you. You don't have to worry about that. And you pull the line out from your rod, and you whip it back and forth, and you can make it. Listen, maybe the air. You can think the air is Donald Trump, and you're whipping the air because it's Donald Trump as you cast your fly fish into rod into the water. But I just read your text. So there, you got your 5 minutes of fame, and it actually sounds like you're the one who's celebrating what's going on right now. So we'll talk there. So back on the story here. Geisinger is saying that the nurses have refused. Now, their nurses have been on strike and have been without a contract. Well, Geisinger is stating that the nurses refused an historic contract offer. Historic contract offer during recent negotiations. In a news release, the spokesperson for Geisinger called the proposal the most substantial healthcare labor offer in the region's history. Geisinger has served northeastern Pennsylvania for more than 40 years, said Byron Lieberman, chief human resource officer. To continue that commitment for the next 40 years and beyond, our employee benefits must be competitive, comprehensive, and sustainable. We are committed to remaining a top place to work for all healthcare workers in the region. Well, I think it's pretty safe to say that Byron Lieberman, chief human resource officer, makes more money than any nurse in his hospital. Is that the way it should be? I guess he has a lot of responsibility as the chief human resource officer. But is he really participating in their mission to care for their patients? But the union's disagreeing that Geisinger offer was as generous as the hospital claims. The union claims traveling nurses from out of town often make wages that dwarf the local workers. Roughly 800 nurses from Geisinger Wyoming Valley Medical Center in Plains, Geisinger South Wilkes-Barre Hospital, and Geisinger Healthplex Center in Pittston Township took to the picket lines for a five-day strike in February and have authorized a potential second strike over concerns about what they say is inadequate staffing, non-competitive wages, and rising healthcare costs. And they are right here. And listen, I wonder here, because we've had the talks. Now, Geisinger is a nonprofit organization, and that's why I've been told and people have called in. That's why they buy all these facilities, because they need to spend their money. Now, I was just thinking about this today. Would it be a corporate plan to spend extra money on a strike to use it so they could say it's used by paying traveling nurses sometimes 3 and 4 times more what they're paying their regulars? Because I've talked about this. It just doesn't make sense to me. And it's in the millions of dollars. I believe it says it in this article. No, it doesn't. I remember reading it somewhere. Listen, they pay a traveling nurse sometimes 3 to 4 times more what they're paying their staff nurses. They pay for their travel. They pay for their per diems, their meals, their lodging. And you're like, how could this be financially worthwhile for them to have 800 nurses on strike, probably to hire anywhere between 400 and 600 traveling nurses through agencies to come in that they're paying 3 or 4 times more to fill those positions for the 5 days, but for whatever it is. And they're going to have to do it again if there's another strike. It just can't be financially worthwhile. Just sit down and have a honest negotiation. But could it be a tactic to spend the money as they need to for a nonprofit? Hey, every couple of years, we're going to have a strike. We're going to have to spend X amount of millions of dollars to cover the strike costs. And then we're going to come to an agreement with our nurses and everything's going to be hunky-dory till the next time. Is it a way for them, instead of purchasing property that they probably don't need, expansions that they probably don't need, that they rarely staff adequately? Made me wonder. Made me wonder. Time off is one of the big things here. And listen, yes, our nurses work extremely hard. Our nurses work long hours. My daughter works 12-hour shifts. She works from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. The long day, goes home, eats, rest, does whatever few things, chores she does, and basically get ready for the next day. It's not an easy lifestyle. The fact that she likes working nights is beyond me, because I utterly hated working nights when I was on the rotating shifts. But being able to have time off, your nurse-to-patient ratios. Healthcare is always and will always be an argument. Do you think that it wouldn't be the fact that they work for one of the major healthcare organizations in Northeast Pennsylvania? My daughter works for a major healthcare organization in Pennsylvania, not Geisinger. She gets care from that anywhere in that conglomerate is part of her package. And obviously she has outside with her health insurance. She can go to other places and where she needs to, but she can go to anywhere within that network of where she works. And that's a good benefit to have. Time off. That balance, that work-life balance is very important, especially when you're in a high-stress, high-tense job like nursing. And a lot of us truly don't understand. I mean, a lot of us have our, you know, we go to our office, our doctor's office, or go somewhere, not the hospital, and you're dealing with the nurses, and you're like, all right, well, that's pretty, it's like office work. Well, no, it's not. You talk to some of our ER nurses in some of our level trauma places. You talk to our OR nurse or med surge, or, you know, my daughter's an adolescent psychiatric nurse. Sometimes high-risk adolescent psychiatric nurse where they've harmed themselves. So now they have injuries plus whatever they're dealing with in other areas as far as you know what's going on with them mentally. I just don't understand the cost-to-benefit ratio to have a strike and have to bring in people for, again, 3-4 times the cost. Geisinger said it offered nurses initial raises between 11 and 17% with additional wage increases of 3.5 in both 2026 and 2027. That would bring the average salaries to $85,000 a year for brand new nurses and $102,000 for more nurses with more than 15 years experience, the company said. Additionally, Geisinger would pay 80% of the healthcare premiums, the company said. Well, I'll clue you in on a little That might sound like a lot of money to you and I here and say, hey, $85,000 for a new nurse, that's great. $102,000 for a nurse with more than 15 years experience, well, that's great. Well, I know nurses who graduated last year, and they're making more than both of that in Pennsylvania and have offers from other areas for even more than that. So as far as being competitive in a nursing field, no, it's really not. Now, if your plan is to stay here in Northeast Pennsylvania, live in Scranton, or raise your family here in Scranton or Wilkes-Barre, and you have no urges to make more money, if you have no urges to move for a warmer climate or whatever your drives you, then it'll be okay. But don't make this sound like, well, look what we offered here, because $85,000 and $102,000 is a lot of money for here in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. It no doubt is. But any nurse graduating a BSN program is making more than that and probably has two dozen offers to make more than that anywhere else. Once you put everything together. So they're putting this out to the public, you or I, where we would look at it and say, oh yeah, that's a great salary. I don't know, what are they complaining about? And that's the whole purpose of this article. Well, the whole purpose of the article is it's below what the competitors are paying. So if you want to remain competitive, if you want to keep the good nurses here, because they are vetted going elsewhere, you know, they do take visits, they do get interviewed, they do have to provide, you know, what they've done in their nursing career to get jobs in other places, but there also is a very much need. The nurses that my daughter went to school with have been snatched up around the whole entire East Coast. Again, making more money than this within one interview. So I support the nurses here in Northeast Pennsylvania. I'll continue to support the nurses here in Northeast Pennsylvania. I know a lot of people will disagree. Listen, if you think that that's too much and these nurses are being stubborn by saying that $85,000 or $102,000 is enough, well, then I suggest, if you're jealous of that, go to the two-year program at one of our schools. You'll make a little less than that, or your four-year BSN program. And you could be making that in 4 years. 4 years from now, you could be making that very salary. That's the alternative. So if that's what the going market rate is, if that's what their experience is worth, and it definitely is, and it's in demand, supply and demand, remember that? Simply go back to school 4 years, apply yourself, and you'll be making the same thing. That's the answer, right? It is an answer.